this morning.
Yes.
You as a nervous flyer, but this happened recently on an Australian aircraft where a passenger in business class reclined their seat in order to go to sleep. But prior to reclining their seat, their iPhone had fallen out of their pocket and, whilst they were attempting to sleep, had been crushed, unbeknownst to the passenger.
By the mechanism.
Had been crushed by the seat mechanism.
Yeah.
As a result of which, the phone caught fire. So they had to get the extinguishers out, the whole kit and caboodle. Can you imagine what that was like? And it's fallen into my hands now, a report from the ATSB, which must be the Australian Transport Safety Bureau, I imagine that's what it stands for, who had an investigation and said a review of reported events revealed 22 similar occurrences of trapped or crushed personal electronic devices, seven of which resulted in smoke and or heat being produced, and this was the first one to result in fire. James Nixon is a former A380 pilot. James, good morning to you.
Good morning and Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. James, I said to Burnzo earlier, I assume the worst thing that can happen on any plane is a fire.
It sure is. We have some professional trained firefighters in the cabin. You call them cabin crew. These guys are the best at putting out fires, and 99.9% of them are put out by the cabin crew. This is a special issue for us, which I address in my new book, The Crash of MH370. The lithium batteries go off in a big way with a lot of smoke and sometimes fire.
Are you aware of this particular problem of mobile phones getting caught in the seat reclining mechanism and either smoking or catching fire?
Yes, it's a new problem for the new age of the premium cabin. People react with this problem like they do with wet paint signs on a park bench. They drop their phones, they call the cabin crew and say, my phone's gone down my seat, and the cabin crew says, don't touch your seat. And the first thing they do is move their seat, and that crushes the phone, producing a huge amount of smoke.
It's a bit like when a dish is put in front of you at a restaurant and they say, careful, the plate is hot. The first thing you do is touch the plate.
Every single time, and it's a real issue. And of course,
shouldn't there, James, be then some sort of warning about be careful not to let your mobile phone slip out of your pocket or slip down the side of your seat?
Yes, and some of the best airlines in the world make that announcement when they're doing their safety demonstrations now. It's a huge issue. We have a thing called a fire sock. It's a fantastic new firefighting method where the cabin crew get the offending device, which could be a laptop or it could be
iPad, everything.
Anything. You've got to remember that these lithium batteries go off in two specific times, when they're very dead or they're very full. So if you're charging a phone, especially if you're charging on a plane, and most premium cabins have a USB port so that you can charge your device, if it's overcharged or if it's really dead, there's a very good chance the thing could go thermal. If it goes thermal, you want to see it. There's some fantastic YouTube vision of this, and the smoke produced is quite incredible.
James, we thank you very much. James Nixon, former A380 pilot. I wonder whether there's anyone else who's had a similar experience to this, of a plane either a phone either catching fire or producing smoke.
Well, it must cause enormous panic amongst the other passengers.